Task 5. Text. From Ragtime by E.L. Doctorow, page 118. One afternoon, a Sunday, a new model T Ford slowly came up the hill and went past the house. The boy, who happened to see it from the porch, ran down the steps and stood on the sidewalk. The driver was looking right and left, as if trying to find a particular address. He turned the car around at the corner and came back. Pulling up before the boy, he idled his throttle and beckoned with a gloved hand. He was a Negro. His car shone. The bright work gleamed. "I am looking for a young woman of color, whose name is Sarah," he said. "She is said to reside in one of these houses." The boy realized he meant the woman in the attic. "She is here." The man switched off the motor, set the brake and jumped down. When mother came to the door, the colored man was respectful, but there was something disturbingly resolute and self-important in the way he asked her if he could please speak with Sarah. Mother could not judge his age. He was a stocky man with a red-complected shining brown face, high cheekbones and large dark eyes, so intense as to suggest they were about to cross. He had a neat moustache. He was dressed in the affection of wealth to which colored people lent themselves. She told him to wait and close the door. She climbed to the third floor. She found the girl Sarah not sitting at the window as she usually did, but standing rigidly, hands folded in front of her and facing the door. "Sarah," mother said, "you have a caller." The girl said nothing. "Will you come to the kitchen?" The girl shook her head. "You don't want to see him?"
"No, ma'am," the girl finally said softly, while she looked at the floor.
"Send him away, please." This was the most she had said in all the months she had lived in the house. Mother went back downstairs and found the fellow not at the back door, but in the kitchen, where, in the warmth of the corner near the cook stove, Sarah's baby lay sleeping in his carriage. The black man was kneeling beside the carriage and staring at the child. Mother, not thinking clearly, was suddenly outraged that he had presumed to come in the door. "Sarah is unable to see you," she said, and she held the door open. The colored man took another glance at the child, rose, thanked her, and departed. Such was the coming of the colored man in the car to Broadview Avenue. His name was Cole House Walker Jr. Beginning with that Sunday, he appeared every week, always knocking at the back door, always turning away without complaint upon Sarah's refusal to see him. Father considered the visits a nuisance and wanted to discourage them. "I'll call the police," he said. Mother laid her hand on his arm. One Sunday, the colored man left a bouquet of yellow chrysanthemums, which in this season had to have cost him a pretty penny. The black girl would say nothing about her visitor. They had no idea where she had met him, or how. As far as they knew, she had no family, nor any friends from the black community in the downtown section of the city. Apparently, she had come by herself from New York to work as a servant. Mother was exhilarated by the situation. She began to regret Sarah's intransigence. She thought of the drive from Harlem, where Cole House Walker Jr. lived, and the drive back, and she decided the next time to give him more of a visit. She would serve tea in the parlour. Father questioned the propriety of this. Mother said, "He is well spoken and conducts himself as a gentleman. I see nothing wrong with it." When Mr. Roosevelt won in the White House, he gave dinner to Booker T. Washington. "Surely we can serve tea to Cole House Walker, Jr.,"